Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Across this world, there are people that are dying even as I speak. In Indonesia today, in the continent of Africa, they're dying for the cause of Christ. Not whether or not they have a padded seat or air conditioning to sit in, but because and simply because they name the name of Jesus. You want to start something? Go to your football game and have the whole place stand up and proclaim Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 22 says, He has identified us as His own by placing the Holy Spirit inside of our hearts. Acts 4, 12 said, And there is salvation and no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. God has given Him a name. And it's in Him that we have redemption, victory, and hope. Romans 10, 13 says, Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. 1 Corinthians 6, 11 says, And such were some of you, but ye are washed. Ye are sanctified. You are justified. How? In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. Do you understand that Jesus is not just somebody you wear on Sunday? He is your sanctifier. He is your identifier. And when you walk into the restaurant, whether you got on a mask or an entire hazmat suit, there is camped around about those that love Him, the angels of heaven. I came to tell you, use His name while you got the authority and identification. My uncle laid in that bed dying of polio, and my grandmother and grandfather had prayed and prayed and prayed, and something, it seemed like that nothing was happening. All of a sudden, the man of God preacher walked into the room. When he walked in the room, he told my grandparents, Get ready to take your boy home. He walked in, prayed a simple prayer, and concluded that prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn around and walk out the door. I want you to know something. If Jesus can't do it, it can't be done. Ain't no sense in you screaming and hollering and spitting and all of that. I don't see Jesus wrestling with no devil. He just commanded the devil to come out because there was authorization and authority in His name. The Bible tells us very clearly that we've been authorized and given authority, the right to use the name of Jesus. That means that we have freedom from the consequences of sin and the sting of death. Pastor, they're going to die. Do they know Jesus? I heard a preacher say this morning, the last dying words I want to say is scream the name of Jesus. Somebody going to help me preach here this morning. Shout the name of Jesus. You know why? Because He has authority over death. Death does not recognize the name of Pace Assembly. You better not use my name to get you out of trouble. Obviously, I couldn't use His name to get me out of a ticket, but I can tell you this. That when the time comes for you to close your eyes and pass over the Jordan River in the sky, and the angels begin to escort you, all they're going to ask is, what have you done with my son? And you say, I know Jesus. You know what? Jesus is going to tell death, get back. He's coming in clouds of glory. Somebody shout the name of Jesus. You're not identified by the successes or failures. You're not identified by the car you drive, the money you have, or the house you live in. You're not identified by the problems you incur or the issues that you deal with. I'm identified with Christ and Christ alone because He identifies me as His own. You're identified with Christ and have been given the authority. Listen, there's a difference between power and authority. Everybody's screaming for power. mandate this and do that and do this and do that. Last time I checked, God created me in his likeness and image as a free moral agent to choose. This is not collective salvation. This is an individual thing that each one of us have to say yes to Christ. Otherwise, just because you come to Pace Assembly certainly don't mean that you're born again. Well, I shook the preacher's hand. I can assure you heaven ain't concerned about that. I can assure you that the church role and the role that's called up yonder are not the same role. You can wear a Christian t-shirt if you want to and a necktus on your car and a cross around your neck. But until you know the man, I said until you know the man, all we'll be able to do in here is pump you up into some emotional drive. But when you know the man Jesus, I don't care what song you sing or how you play it or what you do. I just came to worship the one who delivered me just last week from all the issues I've been dealing with. I identify with Christ. What do you get when you get his identity? What do you get when you get his authority? Well, let me tell you, in Christ I am accepted in the beloved. In Christ I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings. In Christ, I'm chosen of God. In Christ, I'm delivered from darkness. In Christ, I'm elevated above into heavenly places. In Christ, I am forgiven of my sin. In Christ, I am God's workmanship. In Christ, by his stripes, I am healed. In Christ, I'm innocent before him in love. In Christ, I'm justified by faith. In Christ, I'm kept by the power of God. In Christ, I am loved unconditionally. In Christ, I am more than a conqueror. In Christ, I am not condemned. In Christ, I'm overcoming the world. In Christ, I'm predestined to worship him. In Christ, I am quickened from the dead. In Christ, I am redeemed from the curse of the law. In Christ, I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. In Christ, I am his praise. In Christ, I am his glory. In Christ, I'm victorious through Jesus. In Christ, I'm washed by the blood, crucified in Christ, and together I live with believers who love the Lord. In Christ, I'm zealous of good work. In Christ, I have my identity. I know who I am. I don't think you heard what I said. You don't have to tell me who I am. I know who I am. I'm a Christian not because I signed the card. I'm a Christian because he saved my life. Ask your neighbor on the left and right, do you know who you are? That's a really, listen, that's a really important question for you to get hold of. Because it's pretty obvious that the smart guys and the professors on the college campuses don't know who they are. And they're telling your children that they're something that they're not. Follow the science. You know what that means? If you were born a male, you still a male. Follow the science. If you were born a female, you still a female. I don't care what Bruce Jenner calls himself. Run for the governor if you want to. I am who he says I am. I can do what he said I can do. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. I'm not waiting around for somebody to tell me who I am. I know who I am. I'm bought by the blood. I'm washed by the blood. Oh, the devil said you ain't saved. The devil is a lie, always has been. I said the devil is a lie. He always has been. Well, you better be careful. You're going to get COVID. You better be careful. You're going to get Christ. You come at me with a spear and a sword, I'll come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Don't mess with me. I ain't got time to call myself a Democrat or Republican. I call myself a Jesus freak. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I know who I am. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are brand new. I'm not caring about this dispensation or what happened yesterday. I know who I am, and I know where I'm going. Ha! He's already told me. He said, if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I put my blood on you, you're in whether the club lets you in. You're in whether the clique lets you in. You're in whether the church lets you in. I'm in Christ, and if I'm in Christ, everything's made brand new. Shout Jesus, somebody. Come on now. I came to rattle the gates of hell with the name of Jesus. You go ahead and sit there like it's another Sunday. But I came to tell you today is a brand new day of beginning at pace. God, turn this up now. God said you better get ready. Revival spirit is sweeping this house. And he's going to burn up everything that ain't like it. Somebody shout unto God, I wish I could. I got Jesus and that's enough. I said, I got Jesus and that's enough. I said, I got Jesus and that's enough. I got everything I need. Somebody glorify Jesus. You didn't come here to be seen. You came here to lift him up. Shout Jesus. When you go on your job tomorrow, don't complain, don't murmur. Just put the name of Jesus on. When you got family problems and issues, don't gripe and use everybody's name. Just put Jesus on. Look at somebody as Jesus and tell them it's Jesus. Oh, yeah. You know what the world is looking for. We don't need something else to identify with. I belong to this. I belong to that. God don't care about that. I said, God don't care about it. He wants to know, are you in the body? Wait a minute. Pastor, is that body white or black? Is red? Is yellow? It's white, it's black, it's whatever God wants it to be. And at the end of the day, if they got in, you ought to lift your hands and thank God that you. You better understand what this preacher's saying today. We're in a fight for the church's life today. But there better be somebody who knows how to rise and open your mouth and say, Jesus!
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.